What is this show about? So, according to Asian Wiki, wow,
Our
and
favorite.
our
Friend.
favorite, our bestie.
Correct. Yeah.
So, this show is about high school student named Ungyul, who has
Who's Poggy?
who is
Charot.
Poggy
Yeah.
and who has deaf parents and a brother, but he has a gift for music. So, he is actually a model by day. But he plays the guitar so well at night. As in, may
A
banda
model
siya.
student. Sana model student yun.
Ano ba sabi ko?
Model.
Model.
Akala
Ah,
mo,
model?
model
Well,
talaga siya doon.
pogi siya.
Matangkad siya.
Sorry.
Oo.
Pogi
Model
siya.
siya sa mga
Pogi
mata
naman.
natin.
Hindi ko na nabasa
Oo.
kasi I stopped at model. Kasi ang pogi niya eh.
Oo.
Di
Totoo
ba?
naman. Hi, Ryan.
O, di
Royun?
ba?
Ano ba yung sabi,
Roy,
pangalan mo?
Roy, Ryo-un. Yeah, so,
Ryan. Can we just
Ryan,
call
let's
him
call him
Ryan?
Ra Ra Ryan na lang, Ryan.
Can
So,
we
si
call you
Ryan.
mine? Annyeong!
We know why you're here.
If you're like us,
K-pop obsessed and K-drama addicted.
Completely in love with all things Hallyu.
At naghahanap ka ng kausap at karamay,
One to Sarang is here for you.
Subscribe to our weekly conversations on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
And make sure to like our episodes and rate them.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and join our community of Hallyu lovers.
Kapag kasama kami, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Let's all share
the Hallyu love.
1, 2, sarang!
Hey!
Annyeong, I'm Trancy.
Hi, this is Pia.
Hi, this is Monica, and welcome to another episode of 1, 2, sarang!
Woo! Hi, guys!
Woo! Welcome!
How are you all?
Right? How have you guys been twinkling? Have you been twinkling lately? Any sparks?
Yes.
Or have you been watermeloning?
or sugaring?
Sugaring.
Sugaring.
Whoa. It's another episode, guys, and I'm kind of excited because we are gonna be covering a drama. You guys
wow,
realize it's been a while.
Exactly.
You know, we've been doing a lot of K-pop stuff, which is fun. But finally, balik tayong drama, back to our roots.
Correct.
I know, I love
exactly.
it so much.
So for today, for this episode, we are going to be talking about this drama that ended a week ago, as per recording. And it is called Twinkling Watermelon.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch it? I hope you did. If not, ba't kayo nandito? De, okay lang.
Wow,
din kayo. Siyempre, baka kasi spoiler eh. Ayaw
spoiler
naman namin
alert
yun.
Na nga lang.
So, spoiler alert na. So, hindi nyo pa napapanood, balik na
This
lang
is
kayo.
Your sign to watch it.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right. Or if you want to listen to us because you miss our voices and like, you
Parang
wanna
hindi tayo
know.
Every week nandito, di ba?
Oo nga eh. Sawa na ba kayo, guys? Di naman. Wag, come back.
Mahal nyo kami.
Oo.
Wow.
Pwede naman kasi nakikinig sila dahil gusto nilang malaman kung papanoorin ba nila or not. So,
tama
diba? So, hopefully we can help them decide, help you guys decide if you do want to watch it or not. So, for this episode, for Twinkling Watermelon, I want to ask all of us how we reacted to the show. Because it seems like iba-ibang ma-reaction ng mga tao, at least from this group, ha. Iba-iba yung mga reaction natin, kung paano natin tinanggap tong show na to, which is great. I think that's a telling sign that this drama can be for everyone, diba?
Yeah.
So we're gonna be talking about that, and I want to ask about the ending because upon snooping sa Twitterverse, seems like there were some people who were not happy with the ending, but some were super
really?
Happy with the ending. So I want to know your take on the ending.
Okay.
And finally, because of the premise of this show, I am going to be asking a time travel question.
I love
so,
it.
Abangan. It's kind of fun. Okay. Before everything, drama recap, Twinkling Watermelon. Summary. Ay, hindi. Sige, summary.
Okay.
What is this about? So, this show is quite precious. Precious?
Lara Kigaman.
Hindi
lang pa Miss Universe, Lara.
Ay, tama. Congrats, Nicaragua. Diba?
Ang ganda niya. Grabe.
Wow. But also, congrats din to our very own Michelle D.
Of course.
Uh-oh.
Yes. You did well.
Uh-oh.
really, really so well. Hot. And like, she is so hot, and I love her short hair. Like,
yeah, she's such a standout. I love the look.
Super,
I think
no?
Kayo yung peg niya nung nagpagupit siya.
I know.
Oh, thanks. Hindi nanay niya, no?
Hindi, kayo.
Oh, sige. Oh, nanay.
And your long-legged.
Baka nilunod din siya ng twinkling watermelon. Ode to her mother.
Correct.
Oh, diba? Oh. Okay, so recap. What is this show about? So, according to Asian Wiki, wow.
And our favorite.
Our best friend.
Our favorite. Our
correct.
Bestie.
Yeah.
So, this show is about high school student named Eun-gyul, mm-hmm. who is Pogi,
yeah.
And who has deaf parents and a brother, mm-hmm. but he has a gift for music. Mm-hmm. So he is actually a model by day, but he plays the guitar so well at night. As in, may banda siya.
A model
siya.
Student. Sana model student yun.
Ano ba sabi ko?
Model.
model.
Model well, talaga siya doon. Matangkad siya.
Sorry.
Model siya sa mga mata natin.
Hindi ko na nabasa kasi I stopped at model. Kasi ang pogi niya eh. Diba?
Totoo naman.
Oh. Hi, Ryan.
Oh, diba?
Ryan? Ano ba yung sabi ng pangalan?
Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan.
So, can we
Ryan,
just call him
Ryan? Ryan na lang. Ryan.
Can we call you mine?
Okay, back to the synopsis. So, ayun nga. Ano siya? He has deaf parents and a brother. Hmm. And he's a really, really great student. Pero, meron siyang secret identity. He's actually a fantastic guitarist. And he has a band. Yeah. And then they do like some gigs at night. Something happened though, kasi the reason why he was a model student, kasi parang medyo, kumbaga dahil siya yung coda. Coda mm-hmm. is meaning he's the only person within the family who can hear normally.
Coda or child of deaf adults.
Yes.
Oh ba?
That's correct. Model student siya kasi parang kumbaga siya yung champion ng family niya. Kasi parang to the eyes of his parents, especially his dad, parang siya yung future, yung hope ng family nila. So, parang medyo pressured, on the pressured side, to do well, to excel, so that he can really help the family out. Not just in academics, but also in life. Kasi nga, wala, nagkaroon talaga siya ng responsibility to be the communicator in the family.
Yeah.
Since, lacking sila, being deaf and all. It became an issue. I guess there came a point the pressure got to him. And there was like a questioning of whether he should pursue his passion or his responsibility.
Yeah.
Which is hard. I think we all go through that, right?
Yes. Hard.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Family managers.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Ang yes na yun, ha?
Family managers unite.
Uh-huh.
May support group po kami. Nagmi-meeting po kami.
Mm-hmm. Please contact Sam Kison. President.
Ang aming presidente at founder.
Uh-oh. So, ayun nga, nagka-dilemma. And then, basically, question niya ako, paano to? Like, paano ko maintindihan ng magulang ko? Gusto ko tong music. Love ko to. It's my passion. And then, something mysterious happens. Like, one night, nung hindi niya na alam kung anong gagawin niya, may biglang music instrument store na lumabas out of nowhere. And somehow, that store with the owner made him travel back in time. And then, nagkaroon pa ng isa pang sub-story na basically, may isa pang girl who also traveled back in time. Si Choi Sekyung, who happens to be the crush of his dad. As a young dad. The young dad. Huh? Ang hirap naman. Ni Hai Chan, the dad. Her life story naman, because meron din siyang relationship things going on with her mom. And then somehow, finally, they managed to figure out that they're both from 2023, and they team up to make sure that their parents' story goes back on track. Para, mm-hmm. yun nga, para walang mangyari sa 2023, like nothing will change. So, ayun ang watermelon sugar. Did I explain it well? Madami pa ebe, kasi syempre may mga friendship angle.
Correct. I think they will just find
the
out.
Family. Yeah.
Kung hindi pa nila napapanood, you will find out about all the intricacies of this
correct.
Show. At kung napanood nyo na, alam nyo na. Diba? At
tama.
Join us for this exciting day.
Correct.
Tackling this show.
Correct. So, joining the cast of this really, really cute and endearing show is headed by Ryan, si Roy, Rio Un, who plays Hag Un Kyol. We've seen him before. This isn't like his first time to go through to be part of a
We've
time travel.
We've watched something nakasali siya.
Oh, I haven't. This is the first time.
But I think you have because he was in 18 Again.
He was in 18 Again?
Yes. So, nakapag-time travel na siya. He was the son.
He was the son?
Yes, he's the
son. Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Crush ko na siya noon!
Okay. So, nag-time travel tayo back to 18 Again when you saw it. Na-realize mo, nag-crush mo siya noon.
Hi!
Ayun.
Mine.
Diba?
Mine!
Mine!
Okay.
So, medyo ano na pala siya. Batikang time travel drama person, oh. Diba? Si Choi Yun-wook naman, he plays Hai Chan. He was our favorite in 2521.
Yeah. I love him so much.
Yes.
Can he just...
And, oh yeah, go.
Sorry, can you just share? Meron siyang parang very strong Yeon Jun energy. As in,
I can see that.
As in, when I see him act, parang nakikita ko si Yeon Jun pag tinutopak siya.
Yeon
Jun
of TXT. Yes, I can see that. We've also seen him in Racket Boys.
Yes.
He's also very, very charming there. For our ladies, we have Sol Ina, our very, very, very favorite.
Yes.
We've seen her in Business Proposal, Mr.
So
Queen.
Much.
Sejong's bestie.
Record of Youth. So, yes, that's right. So
and Girl Crush.
Super girl crush. If you guys haven't like explored her Instagram,
my God.
She skates. She's just so cool. Like she's super my girl crush.
Nag-i-live
so
alone
pretty.
Din siya. Ooh. But you know, I just wanna say, dito tungkol kay Ina, na parang, oh my God, yung face niya, I mean, outside of this, because Business Proposal nga and the other things, she looks her age, which is, she's what, late 20s or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Pero dito, nung pina-youth siya, convinced ako na high school student siya. Grabe yung face niya. Ang galing ng pagkakagawa and, syempre, sa actingan din. Pero, wow, this girl, she's so beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
So charming.
Grabe.
And so naturally beautiful. So,
yeah.
Alam mo yun? Parang, ganda.
Super. And our other beautiful young lady. Wow, napaka-nanay naman.
Yeah.
Who plays Yun Chunga, the mom, the young mom of Ha Un-gol, Un-gyol nga, is played by Shin Un-soo, who I kept on calling as the mini IU the entire time.
Oh, girl, ako ang tawag ko sa kanya is the other Jisoo.
Oh, pwede rin. But yeah. Super charming, very, very cute lady. And just today, I saw pala na, hindi ko alam kung bakit, pero parang there was this music show na she was singing. Tapos may lumabas na Mingyu. Nag-duet siya with Mingyu.
Talaga?
I-link ko sa, oh, isi-send ko sa inyo yung link.
Alam
so,
mo, guys.
Alam ko yun. Pero ganun.
Umabalik sa atin talaga ang 17 sa lahat ng ginagawa
natin. Oo. Actually, yung buong theme nga nito, it's about thanking the God of Music.
Correct!
Tama. Oh, diba?
Iniisip ko kanina sa synopsis Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Ayun. This show was directed by Kim Chol-kyu. His last show was... His last show was Celebrity. And then the writer of this, ginawa niya yung Celebrity. Tapos, ang ating writer naman is named Jin Soo Won, who did Chicago Writer. Typewriter, I didn't get to watch that yet.
I don't know. No, but it's a super popular K-drama na madami talagang nagreko. But I can't get into it.
Okay.
Yet. Ako rin, hindi ko pa siya nasa.
Where can we see it?
I tried it. Dati nasa Netflix siya.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's still there. Pero I tried watching it, pero hindi ko talaga masakyan.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So, ayun. Yun yung ating cast. Going to our first question. What was Twinkling Watermelon for you guys? I really want to know. What made you go, wow, I like this show a lot? I assume kasi you all like the show, right?
Yes!
I love it so much.
Trendy, do you want to start?
Simulan natin. Ako kasi, ang napansin ko sa theme ng K-drama ko this year, and na-realize ko lang siya when I saw this show, is about parents and relationships of children to their parents. And sobrang, kaya feeling ko sobrang nag-latch on din ako sa show. Aside from the fact that it's such a great show, it was so beautifully mounted. For me, like, the writing is just so amazing. Like, how the interweaving of the past and present, like, ang ganda lang ng pagkakagawa and ang ganda pagkakagawa din. Pagkakasulat at pagpapakita nila on screen. It's just reflective of my own current journey of understanding my parents. Kaya sobrang talagang nung nag-time travel na siya, and then I realized na it's really about trying to understand your parents outside of them being your mom and dad. Because aww, pag namulat kasi tayo sa mundo, di ba? Pag nakilala natin sila, mom and dad na natin sila automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. And like, at their age, of course, you don't care what they did outside of that. Alam mo yun? True. Outside of their, the life that you know they lived as yes, your mom and dad. But you don't ask. Maybe they tell kwento. Detail kwento?
Oh, wow. Sasabi mo?
Hindi ko alam. Maybe pag... Sorry, sa mga listeners namin, medyo hinihika po rin ako ngayon. I think it's Mod's fault. Char.
I'm so sorry. Nakakahawa palang hiko.
Oh, sorry. So, oo nga eh. I think lahat nakakahawa na ngayon. Kahit dilulu. Char.
Correct.
So, sorry na lang pag bigla ko umubo. Sabihin ko na. Para mabuhasan din si Pia ng editing. Aaminin ko na, uubuhin po ako today. Yun.
Okay.
Ayan. Ayun, so yung nag-time travel na siya and then I realized na parang yung bulk talaga of what the show's theme is like understanding your parents beyond kung ano yung kakakilala mo sa kanila. Literally, that's the show for me. Parang your parents are just the product of their upbringing. But the question is, what is their upbringing? And I don't think parang they can tell you, but it is up to you to also know. And to also understand and to also search and be curious about it. Because you will never, I mean, they can tell you, but if you refuse to listen, if you refuse to understand, you will not try. Hindi ka engaged to know.
Yeah.
Ayun. And I think, yun yung draw talaga sa akin for me. Yun yung nakikita kong core nung show for me. And that, in understanding who your parents are, parang you also parang have a better relationship with them. Because you understand them. Plus factor na rin na parang the cast is just so great. Alam mo yun, I just love them. They're so adorable and they're such great actors. And also, I mean, ito, ano, added na to. Pero ang tangin ang gaganda at pupogi lang nilang lahat talaga.
Correct!
Diba? Parang freshness.
Si Ryan.
Parang
ganun. Ryan talaga.
Diba? Parang lahat
lagi
talaga
sila. Lagi ako natatamimis sa kanya. Ang pogi-pogi niya.
Sobra.
Isa pang draw for me. Kasi parang, ang saya lang din ng relationship ni ano ni Hee-chan. Ni Hee-chan tsaka ni Eun-gyul. Ganda ng chemistry kasi din ng dalawang actors, si Eun-wook tsaka si Ryan. Nakakatuwa sila. May isang moment doon yung parang pinag-aaway sila para pumasok doon sa bago nilang studio. So pag nagbabanter silang gano'n, yung parang alam mong improv lang.
Correct.
Parang alam mong they have like a good relationship outside of the show.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun. And you know when people are having fun, you can really feel it.
That's exactly true. That's true.
You could feel the friendship within the cast din
exactly
talaga. And that makes it more enjoyable to us kasi ma-feel mo talaga siya.
Oh, kasi it feels authentic eh. Gets?
Exactly.
Correct.
It's not acting. It feels like it's not acting anymore.
Oh. Correct.
And I feel like yun yung whole point din ng show. Parang like, friendship.
Yeah.
Parang like, alam mo yun, all these like fun feels, alam mo yun. And I think parang it's just like in this nice, tightly made package na parang, in my opinion, parang walang tapon.
Yung sa akin, bilang nabanggit mo si ano si Eun-wook tsaka yung ano nila ni Ryan. Pero sa akin kasi, yung pinaka-draw nito din talaga, nung stinort ko siyang panoorin, actually, medyo naiinis ako kasi kakagaling ko lang sa A Time Called You. Tapos ano yung isa pa?
Correct.
Ano yung isa pa, yung ano yung girl na gusto natin sa Mr. Queen? What was
her
name?
See You in My 19th Life.
See You in My 19th Life.
See You in My 19th Life. And I was like, ayoko na ng time travel. As in, yun talaga yung first na reaction ko dito. Para, but kasi, ito si Choi Eun-wook talaga. Actually, siya yung pinaka-hook ko dito. Because iba talaga yung charm niya on screen.
Yes.
You want to know what's gonna happen.
True.
And I was thinking about it, like, actually, isang character lang laging ginagawa niya. Laging ganito, yung pasaway,
correct,
pero may pangarap.
Correct.
Yung ganon. Pero gagawin ko yung pangarap ko. Kahit na patapon ako, mabait akong tao. Correct. At gagawin ko yung ipopursu ko yung passion ko.
Correct.
Ganun.
Oo.
Parang yun at yun naman lagi eh. Pero kasi even if we've seen him do the same role in different iterations, there's something so charming about how he delivers everything.
Yeah.
Na talagang nahook ako, na gusto ko talagang malaman yung journey niya. So mm-hmm. parang siya talaga yung pinaka naging hook para sa akin. And at first kasi hindi mo pa gets nung first time nating nakita yung version nila ng Baskin Robbins, 'di ba? Hindi pa natin alam na nasa 'di ba meron silang ganoon. Yung parang hindi pa natin gets nung time na yun na nasa 1995 pala siya.
Correct.
Oo, 'di ba? Ano
ba Bobbin Rabbits or something?
Hindi, wait, teka, inaanap ko 'yun. Anyway, go.
Parang nung time na ni-reveal yun, hindi pa natin alam na nasa 1995 siya.
Correct.
Tapos nandun din si Ina na parang correct. Alam natin na girlfriend nung kapatid ni Royun,
'di ba?
Parang may situation pa siya clear. Correct. And then all of a sudden nung naging time travel, parang napikon ako na ayoko na ng time travel, pero hindi. Sobrang sinakyan ko because of them. And the cast, yun nga, they're so charming. Kaya para sa akin, what this show is about is really youth. As in, yun talaga yung feel na feel ko. As in, nalakas maka-youth every time I watch it. Because, again, bumabalik na naman sa 25, 21.
Mm-hmm.
Capturing that part of your life where you don't care. You just want to pursue whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Kung gusto mong magbanda dahil may babae na crush mo, go! And buong araw mo, yun lang yung iniisip mo. And it's fine.
Correct.
Because that's the only time you could actually do that.
Yeah.
As in, tas natatawa pa ako kasi diba yung parang sa journey din ni ano ni Choi Sek-yung na parang, ha? Yung totoong tatay pala niya, na doctor, nasa banda din dati. Tapos parang ako, I was like, oh, man, don't you know the 90s?
Yeah.
Everybody had a band.
Oh, oh my God. I was actually gonna ask that. Like, nagbanda-banda din ba kayo?
I was in a band.
Oh my God. Ako hindi. But
I didn't know how to play a guitar. That band lasted the day.
Oh my God.
Kaya, parang pinanay, oh, sabi ikaw mag-gitara ka, Trency. Oh, sige, game. Tapos parang hindi mo na iniisip na marunong, hindi ako marunong mag-gitara, pero tanggapin ka responsibility na maging guitarist.
Girl.
Parang si ano lang, parang si Hee-chan lang.
Diba?
Hindi mo siya mag-gitar.
Hindi siya marunong.
Pero
game.
Super.
Ogo. Oh my God.
Diba? Ako rin, my brothers had a band. Every other boy had a band. Ikaw rin ba, Mon, may banda?
Oh yes! As in, oh my God. Kasi like, napaka ano, musically gifted ng aking barkada. Wow! Tapos ako, nagmaano, kunwari lang, dahil nag-guitar lessons ako one time. Sabi ko, yeah, sure, I can play.
Diba?
So, na-assign ako to bass guitar na never pa ako nagkaroon ng bass guitar.
Oh my God.
Pinilagay ko siya sa Christmas list ko. Na gusto ko magka-bass guitar para maging part ako ng banda. At may pangalan na kami. Ang pangalan namin ay Band Aid.
Ganun kami. Idea mo yun, no?
O, hindi naman. Pero pare-pareho kami mag-isip ng barkada ko. Gets mo lang kung bakit ko sila friends, di ba?
Tama.
But we never performed. We never performed. We never even rehearsed. We just knew kasi one of them is a really good piano player. One of us sings. Yung isa, violinist and all that. Para it was always one of those written dreams, I guess.
Yeah.
Although some of us became part of a band talaga. Kasi parang, there was a time in high school na naghiwalay kasi kami ng class. Tapos, yung class nila, parang basta nagsama-sama sila yung drummer, violinist, singer, guitarist. Tapos, they formed a band with their classmates. So, naging ano na lang ako, fan.
I love it! I mean, up to now, we are still huge fans.
Yeah. I know, diba?
But yeah, it's about youth. Pursuing your passions and just going for it. And when else would you do that but during that time?
Yeah.
That's why I love it so much. Ayun. So
it.
That's for me.
That was also my hook, actually. Yung paggawa nga ng band. Kasi sobrang tawang-tawa ko, lalo na kasi parang with the story, it started with Eungyul learning the guitar from a music instrument store owner also.
Yes.
Tapos, ang hook niya is, napakinggan niya yung Tears in Heaven.
Correct!
Ni Eric Clapton.
Na
sobrang ako talaga, okay, I'm seated. Because you know how back then, there was Well, I think naman Tears in Heaven was one of those that parang everyone who wanted to form a band knew how to play it. But
yes.
I think in my school, at least, it was, what's it called? The song that everyone knew how to play. More Than Words.
More Than Words. Oh my God.
Say that I love.
I hate that song diba? So much.
You do? Oh my God. But diba, parang everyone who wanted to, who said na parang, oh, I can play the guitar and like, you know, I can be part of a band. They super, know More Than Words, yeah. Diba? So, tawang-tawa ako doon. Oh, by the way, yung ano pala, yung Baskin-Robbins nila is Best in Rabbits.
Ayun! Best in Rabbits! I love
sobrang
it.
Sobrang tawang-tawang-tawa doon ako. Oh my God.
Best in Rabbits.
Anyway, back to my hook. Yes, doon ako sa youth talaga nag-latch onto. Like, and then there was also that line that Yi Chan said na parang he wanted to, something like, he wanted to twinkle at that time.
Yo.
Because yun na yung time niya eh. Parang, mm-hmm. as a high school student, I guess, parang he knew na parang, syempre, after that time, the responsibilities are gonna come.
Mm.
Yeah. So he kind of has to be more serious with life.
Mm.
Tapos may mga baon pa kasi siyang situation kasi pinalaki siya ng grandmother niya. So kumbaga, kaya ayaw niya mag-college, gusto niya diretso ng work kasi gets, uh-oh. Gusto niyang dumiretso na sa supporting his grandmother and all that. So he really wanted to make sure that he wanted to twinkle at that time because it felt like it was his last chance.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, that maybe reflect then. Parang hindi ko alam kung yun din yung inisip ko. Parang, well, I guess, syempre, lucky enough na hindi ko kailang isipin na, hey, kailangan ko kasi tumulong sa pamilya ko, mm-hmm. ganun. So, parang, it really felt like from teens to up to, like, early 20s, late 20s, it felt like, I can do whatever I want. Yeah. Parang medyo, yeah. ano, elongated yung period na yon. But it really made me reflect too, kasi parang, the time to shine concept. Parang, just that feeling of being able to do whatever you want, I kind of miss it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know we can still do that too. Pero may mga attachments na kasi. So, alam mo yon, parang medyo, syempre, as you grow older, parang medyo may limitations na rin to how much do whatever you want, quote-unquote, you can do, right? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that line lang struck to me kasi it made me reflect. And the nostalgia, like, for sure. Like, the guitar yes. talaga. Like, the songs that they were playing Deep Purple. Like, tawang-tawa din ako, diba? Parang when you, that was like the first song that he wanted to play, yung ten.
Isa pa yan sa mga classic. Alam ng
diba? Lahat. Diba? Exactly. Natawang-tawa ako kasi naalala ko talaga may time, yung pinsan ko, as in talagang gusto niyang mag-form ng banda and like he kept on begging my tito to give him an electric guitar. That's finally nag-fold na yung tito ko. Binigyan niya siya ng electric guitar. Tapos one time, parang di ko alam kung Christmas pa yon or something. Yung mga, oh, sige nga, perform nga. Parang ganun. Parang yun ata yung pinerform niya, tas yun lang. Parang
yung end. Yun lang.
Diba? Parang tawang-tawa ako na parang nakakatuwa na may mga burst of things like that made me recall my youth too.
Yes.
And not to mention, I don't know, but this show is so, like, I mean, this, for example, the name of the store is called Viva La Vida. And I'm like, that's me.
Yeah.
I based my Instagram, Twitter handle from Viva La Vida. I used that because I was really, really in love with that song by Coldplay.
Mm.
And Coldplay based it on Viva La Vida of Frida Kahlo. Her still painting. Her still painting na watermelons. Na hindi ko palang tatanong, no? Kasi parang isa yun sa mga una kong tinanong, like, at least in the first few episodes. Mm. Bakit watermelon yung title? And I think you tweeted something about this, Trancy. Ano pala yun?
Kasi super interesting din siya for me. And like, the first few episodes, parang makikita mo na intentional talaga yung pagiging twinkling watermelon niya as a title. So, nag-research ako. So, parang, ang dating kasi it's in two parts, diba? So, like, we obviously know from the show na ang laki din talaga ng influence nung kay Frida Kahlo's painting, care of Chunga. Chunga ba? Tama.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Care of Chunga's character. But at the same time, if you look at it from like a more Korean cultural background, there's this saying that goes, Subak kot halki. It means licking the surface of a watermelon. It's actually a proverb. And it says, I'm just going to read it. It would be equivalent to the English phrase to scratch the surface. By only licking the surface, you'll never taste a sweet inside part and truly experience the watermelon. This proverb means to do something in a superficial way or to examine only the superficial aspect. Parang kumbaga, in a way, I feel for me na it's saying like you have to go deep. I mean, I think I see it more from my own experience, as I mentioned earlier na parang in relation to the parents na we only know who they are the on the surface. So you kinda, and not just them too, but also yung characters ng mga kids. Like, si, ano, na who's the model? Not the model student. Na model student siya, alam mo, yun yung surface niya. But on the inside, he is an artist, he's a musician, alam mo yun. And yung ibang characters din, like si Yi-chan, alam mo yun, parang on the surface, he's just his
rowdy boy.
Rowdy boy, alam mo yun. But like, to the people closest to him, he's actually this very, very sweet and endearing and very thoughtful person who actually, for most people, they would think na parang, walang future yan. Pero,
yeah.
Alam mo yun, he can actually do so much. Alam mo yun?
Correct.
Parang, I mean, yun yung nakatouch for me. Na parang, ay, may mga ganun pala siyang metaphor na parang tinatouch on. And it's a watermelon. And,
yeah.
Ang ganda lang.
It's cute too, because like, something about watermelons reminds you of, especially in Korea, watermelon, if it's in season, it means it's summer. And like, there's something about this show, kasi syempre my friendship angle, like they form a band, that's my girls involved, and then they have all these adventures, forming a band, they go to this, they go camping, or basta nag-retreat sila to like,
be able to write the song
and all that. Parang, tas they were by the beach, parang napaka summer feels, napaka ano, TGIF nga ang description ko kanina. It really felt like, syempre summer, especially when you're young, it's all carefree moments.
Correct.
So I thought it was perfect that it was watermelon that they were, you know, using as a visual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, yun din yung sabihin ko eh. Kasi pag sabihin mong summer, youth siya eh. Kasi kapag tumatanda ka na, wala ka ng konsepto ng summer.
Wala na talaga, girl. Nakakaheta.
Diba? Wala na mong bakasyon eh.
Correct.
Alam mo yun?
Tuloy-tuloy ang laban, rain or shine.
Diba?
Correct.
Pero kapag nasa school ka, break yun, mag-enjoy ka.
Correct. Tama.
Parang, yun nga, parang, and it's also very fresh. Alam mo yun?
True.
You can just watch them and you can see
kasing all fresh
this.
Ng mga mukha nila.
Diba? Fresh ng mga mukha nila. Alam mo, juicy pa yung mga mukha nila. Hindi pa siya nababuwabagsak.
Like, cute, okay. Cute.
Hi, Olthera! Ross!
Ang galing din na ano, I like that they inserted mga Frida Kahlo stuff. So, kasi yung story ni Chunga, she's deaf, but she's also an artist. Kasi nga, parang that was her only way of communicating, even to herself, I guess. Kasi nga, tinigil siyang to be able to speak to the world eh. So talagang she really resorted to her art. And I love that they put in a lot of like that specific artwork of Frida Kahlo nga. Because like, ang story nun, like, that was I think one of the last paintings that she ever did before she died.
Yeah.
So that was, and like, and you know naman the story of Frida Kahlo, ang dami niyang pinagdaanan, di ba? Parang dami niyang sakit, she's heartbroken. Basta ang dami niyang struggle in life. But that painting was so striking kasi parang it was her way of saying goodbye. Pero hindi siya resentment to the life that she had. Parang celebrate, it's as if it felt like she still celebrated na despite the hardcover of the watermelon, the juicy bits, the juicy part, the ripe
flesh of the
na pwedeng kainin, all that sweet, I'm guessing kasi napakapula nung painting niya. Parang celebrated pa rin that she still had a very, very fruitful life. Going back to what you were saying kanina, earlier, Trency, I super loved what you said na parang about parents na you don't know them as people. You only know them as parents.
I mean, I think it all begins with empathy and curiosity. Alam mo yun, for you to be able to like try to understand a person and think na understanding that person would be better for everyone. Because people go the easy route all the time.
Yeah.
Ayun yung ginawa ni, ano, ni Unguli. Alam mo yun, instead of sabihin na lang niya sa mga magulang niya na gusto niya maging
rockstar.
Gusto niya maging rockstar. Alam mo, gusto niya maging musician. Parang the easy route for him at that time was to just hide it.
Kasi, but isn't it so crazy that he didn't know that his dad used to hear? Like, isn't that an important thing that the dad should have shared with him somewhere along the way?
I question that.
Wala lang. Din
Parang big deal yun eh. Na parang anak, da, hindi ako ganito ever since. Diba?
Super.
Parang, how can you leave that part out?
Actually, and even the older brother, he also found out by accident lang din. So parang it's as if
through magic.
So, so it's as if
through magic.
So it's as if ano?
Yun, anyway.
Kasi question ko ngayon, ba't nga hindi sinabi sa kanya?
Diba? It's so odd. But anyway, for story's sake, sige, panindigan
actually,
natin yan.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, admittedly, there were a few things din na sobrang dami kong question na parang bakit kailangan ganito and all that. Pero parang hindi ko na siya masyadong pinapansin. Like, it didn't feel like, I mean, it's the kind of drama naman na you kind of take it as it is and you don't need to question.
Exactly.
Alam mo yun. I really like that angle then of the deaf situation. That was pretty, ano ha, stunning. Medyo naiyak ako, lalo na in the first parts kasi yung first, parang pinakita yung how they were growing up as a coda nga, si Unguel. Yung isang eksena, yung muntikan na silang maaksidente kasi hindi nila naririnig na something was happening. Alam mo yon. And buti na lang they did at the last minute tas hindi sila nabagsakan ng mga tubo na yon. Parang that really stunned me. Like, that really woke me up too na parang, my God, these things that they experience, I mean, gets parang because they're not able to hear, like it's really a difficult life, like so it made me like really appreciate people like that. Na parang they're able to still they found a way parin to live. I saw that a lot too in the brother, like super appreciate ko how they made his character na kasi super Instagram savvy niya na alam mo yon, ano siya, influencer and all that. So it really felt like hindi siya bothered by his situation. Yeah. Alam mo yon. He's still living as is. And I think that's great. And I think that's...
Dami pang girlfriend.
Oo. Oh, pogi naman kasi siya eh. He's actually part of ano. Ah, yes, pwede. And he's part of a boy band, Golden Child.
Golden Child.
Golden Child siya. Okay. Yeah. His name is Bong Jae-yoon. So, ayun.
But in connection to that as well, kaya sobrang sakit nung scene ni Yi-chan yung na-realize niya na hindi siya makarinig. As in, ang dami kong iyak
nun. That was so
lalo
painful.
Na nung nag-uusap sila nung grandmother niya.
Oh, oh my parang, God, yes.
I can't hear you, but parang may ganun siya. I can't hear anything you're saying, but I'll do better, grandma, or whatever. Ang galing eh, sobrang nandun pa rin yung karakter niya na makulit, rowdy, hindi, tutuloy ko to. Pero yung sakit, iba yung sakit na naramdaman ko dun sa ano. Because for somebody as sprightly as he is, he's so full of life. And for that to happen to him, ang galing din ng pagkakadeliver niya nung sa role na yun.
Sobra.
Nung sa buong nasa hospital siya. Hindi naman siya, I mean, hindi siya ganun ka-layered if you think about it. Pero magaling yung timpla niya. So, sobrang grabe lang din yung scene na yun. And yung realization din nung grandmother, grabe yun. I cook for everybody, but I don't cook for you. Yung may mga ganun siya, diba? Dahil din sa guest house nila. I just remembered that scene nung in-explain natin how hard it is. It's not as if it's harder for somebody who was born, like, able to hear and then suddenly deaf. It, magkakaiba naman ang struggle yun. Pero, I just love that there was this perspective given to us as well. Considering musician siya eh.
Correct.
Diba?
Parang
kumahanda actually, siya, nagigitara
yung, siya. Yung sobrang sakit, I guess. Kasi parang, nung pinapanood ko yun, parang naisip ko yung sarili ko and all the, you know, the things that I do in life. Kung mapilayan ako tulad nung nangyari sa kanya by accident,
mawawala lahat.
Mawawala lahat. Parang lahat. And especially for someone so young.
Yes.
And with correct. So many dreams like correct. His. Alam mo yun, na parang like, na-feel ko talaga yung pain and powerlessness of that situation.
True.
Which is why his parang soaring above his situation like a phoenix. Wow! Like a phoenix! Was just like, endearing. Although, admittedly, medyo bitin. Kasi parang, I would have wanted a little bit more of that journey.
Yeah.
Pero nasa episode, last two episode, 20 na. So, hindi na nila kaya.
So, 16 lang to, ha?
Correct. Yun na yun eh. Parang like, okay, sige, fine. Ito na lang.
Although, yeah, I was thinking that too. And I know, I'm pretty sure it could have gone darker.
Mm.
Like, I mean, that situation is no joke. I mean, yeah. Imagine, kung baga losing sa everything.
Mag-suicide na dapat siya.
Yeah, he was gonna attempt to take his life and all that. But I kind of appreciated in a way na hindi, they didn't go too deep into that darkness. Kasi parang, yes. At the end of the day, the entire show is parang keeping you in track na no life is good. Parang gano'n.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Parang may onting patikim lang sila na, of course, it's hard.
Mm.
I mean, it was difficult losing everything. Mm. But, focusing pa rin na, no, we can do something about it. Parang okay. May gano'n.
So, you can still shine
yeah.
After
yeah, yeah. Alam mo kung saan pa ako naiyak? Na sobrang grabe. Yung mga first few episodes or first few scenes na nakabalik siya
oh, yes.
Sa 1995. Mm. Tapos parang pinipiece together pa lang ni Ungyul kung, oh nga pala, ito nga pala yung sabi ni Dad na ganito yung my snail guest house and all that. Parang yung pinipiece niya together about his grandma when he said na she only passed away the moment that he's able to speak na. So it really felt like, oh, I can die now because someone can communicate for the family na.
Oh, no.
Parang, shit, naiyak ako noon. Kasi imagine, and that's him speaking out of, like, his memory as a kid. So, yeah. Parang, I can only imagine, I'm sure, I mean, of course, there are many codas out there. I can only imagine that responsibility that's put on them.
Yeah.
At such a young age, parang, wala lang. Sobrang bigat niya. Sobrang,
yeah.
Tsaka sobrang naka-open ng world. I mean, of course, yeah. We know about people like these, but we don't really. Probably because, yeah. Feeling ko it would have been clearer, I guess, if we knew someone talaga personally yeah. Or something
yeah.
Like that. Pero wala kasing, oo eh, wala eh. So, this was a good way, I guess, of reminding people of how we should appreciate people like that because my God, what true. They go through.
Correct.
Yeah.
Grabe. Grabe talaga.
Ako naman, may isa lang din akong gusto ng pag-usapan na super standout scene for me. Nasa kilig naman ako.
Yeah.
Pero as in, grabe talaga. As in, sumusuntok na ako ng mga unan dito sa bahay.
Correct.
Nung nag-love actually to si, ano, aww. Si Yunwook.
I know! Ay, Chunga. Oh my God, ang cute no.
Because it's love ay, actually ay, done the best way you can. Because in the movie, Last We Forget, it was about cheating.
Correct.
Malaking ex yun. Dito, nagko-communicate lang talaga siya.
Yeah.
Ang cute-cute pa nung message niya. Tapos nun kumanta siya na nagsa-sign language.
I know!
Oh my God, grabe talaga. As in, nanununtok na talaga ako sa sobrang kilig. Like, we don't deserve somebody like you. My God,
diba?
Grabe yung heart niya. Sobrang sweet lang. Tapos, it didn't feel like a burden to him
pare.
That he had to go an extra mile.
Oh.
Wala eh, gusto ko tong babaeng to. Paano ko kaya siya mapapa gusto sa akin. Like, how could I communicate it with her? Ganun lang. Hindi yung parang, tangay na hassle, di naman kami magkakaintindihan. Walang ganun.
Kumbaga parang,
love actually siya.
Para, I mean, like, for the show, in general, parang yung surface nga wala eh. Parang pasok sila kagad sa meat. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
And you can see, and it's very inspiring, na it's actually very easy if you want to.
Yes.
If you put your heart into it, it's very easy. Especially true. Kung meron ka nung libro nila. I mean, ilang buwan lang sila magkakasama.
Correct.
Lahat sila magaling
alam na
mag-sign language.
Na niya.
Ako alam ko lang, alphabet.
Ako hindi, alphabet lang din alam ko eh. Tsaka ganun. Alam mo yun?
Applause.
Pero sila, ay, galing
pati tatay. Tsaka permission to dance.
Correct.
Permission to dance.
Tapos yun nga, I mean, aside from Yun Wook, yung grandmother who just really accepted Chung Ha.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, gets parang sa kanya, she was just happy that there's this lady in the house na gusto ng grandson niya. Wala siyang gets, hindi niya na finactor in na, oh no, this might be difficult, etc., etc., na very, very common in K-dramas again, na parang kung merong onting something si partner, parang ayaw na ng magulang
o yan, grandmother na, ka, ganun, oo, ka,
parang ganun. Yeah. Sobrang nakakatuwa na mas happy siya that it was happening for the two of them. Alam mo yun.
Diba nga yung sabi ni, ano, ni Hidja na parang, yung lola ko nga, hindi ako kinakausap eh, pero nung nakita ko yung dalawang to, parang magdamag sila nag-uusap. Hindi ko lang nagkakaintindihan sila, pero at least they try.
Yeah. Correct.
And then, ano, and then ang cute parang, ano, ayun nga, si Yun Wook, parang, ay, yeah, si Yi Chan, na parang, nakita niya nagsistruggle sila mag-communicate siya tsaka yung grandmother, si Chunga tsaka yung grandmother, gawa siya ng ano, Lazy Susan na memo board, o, diba?
Oh, cute!
Lazy Susan pa.
On the very same day, diba? Correct. Parang nakita lang niya, lumabas siya, may kakilala siyang woodworker.
Correct.
Tapos binalik niya kagad, nag-usap, oh, ang galing.
Ako dun ako naka-appreciate na parang, in fairness, kailangan natin ng mga ganyang random woodworkers lang. Na parang, oh, can I rent you out? Like, for the day?
Correct.
So you can make me a Lazy Susan.
Correct.
Wait, pag-usapan diba? Naman natin si Naungyul, tsaka si ano... Tsaka si Ina. Ina naman.
Oo. Sekyung.
Si Seo, Sekyung. Na,
ay, Sekyung pala.
The, also the meats of this, I guess.
Kasi syempre, diba, nakaset up to as love triangle nung umpisa.
Yeah.
Na parang siya, si Sekyung naman talaga, yung gusto ni Yi-chan, kaya siya nag-start nung band.
Yeah.
So parang as a viewer, syempre, usually may invest ka na gusto mong silang dalawa.
Mm.
And isa ako dun sa mga, nung when I was first watching it, na parang, I could see it, cute naman.
Mm.
Pero nung biglang, nung naging sila na ni Ungyul, yung parang basta may mga moments lang sila na, well, syempre, yung first kiss nila, yung nag-gitara, I mean, iba na yun eh. Pero as in, yung parang, it didn't feel like he stole the girl.
Correct.
Alam mo yun? Uh-oh. It just felt right. Ang galing lang nung pagkakaayos nung buong thing na, nung naging silang dalawa, as in yun din, grabe din yung kilig ko, nanununtok na naman din ako nun. Grabe yun, yung naggitara na siya, tapos yung sinabi sa kanya, pang seduce talaga yung kantang yan.
Oo. Diba? Tungkol sa isang tatay at kanyang namatay na anak. Alam mo yun?
Na-seduce na ba kayo with Tears in Heaven? Parang
hindi naman Tears in Heaven, but I admit, pagbanda, taga-banda, oh my God.
Kahit anong kanta, guys.
Diba, malabasan ka ng gitara, eh.
Salba ko tapayan kahit ano, tapos ito yung acoustic game.
Diba? Parang marunong sila mag-gitara, mag-drums, diba? Ganun. Parang mapapastan na lang ako.
Diba?
In fact, alala ko, I think sa college, even high school, madami yung crush. Kasi taga-banda sila, alam mo. Something hot.
Hanggang ngayon, magfo-40 na tayo, ganun pa rin.
Totoo naman.
Pero wala na mga gitara. Sina Woozy pero, nung nagda-drums siya, si Mingyu.
Oh, diba?
Actually, maglabas si Mingyu ng gitara siya, para, oh my God,
sir, si Yoongi kapag nagpa-piano.
Si Yoongi, tapos nakafocus pa yung kamay.
Correct. Diba?
Correct.
What's with playing instruments, no? Parang the moment...
iba yung kilig.
Or what's with the attraction? I really wanna know. Like,
I think it's music. It's just, you know, music played by someone to you.
Yeah.
Hindi ko may ganung factor.
Well,
although, di ba, recently, parang nagkaroon ng konting feminist criticism about that.
Na parang,
like, the whole guys playing guitar and girls fawning over them trope. Na parang, like, guys do the bare minimum, which is, like, play, like, the shittiest song on the guitar.
Ah, parang sa Barbie.
They expect girls. parang sa Barbie, exactly.
Oh,
and they expect girls to, like, fawn over them. But at the same time, I guess it's like the kids who grew up with these tropes all around us. We can't fucking help it.
Yeah.
It's part of our DNA. Alam mo yun? Parang lumaki kami na parang gusto namin yung mga stroking the strings. Alam mo yun? Parang also strokes our souls.
Like
and
it's,
our
it's tingling.
Nene's. Uh-huh. It's a tingling watermelon.
I also noticed though, I mean, I have a lot of guy friends na parang they really fall for the girl who
could sing.
Who could sing, who can play the drums,
yeah.
Who can play the guitar.
Yeah.
There's just something hot about
yeah.
people.
Maybe it's about having a talent. Music. I think it's having a passion that attracts us. And music in general, ang sarap kaya makinig ng music. Nakakahap.
I guess. Siguro din kasi, ano, parang in a way, because you're able to create something.
Yeah.
That's really hot, diba?
Ayan, no? Hi, DJ Airpat.
Hi. Yeah. So, what else did you guys think about that love story nga, yung si Ungyul siya ng Sekyong?
Admittedly, for me, kinilig naman ako towards the middle of the relationship. Pero parang feeling ko may kulang. Ako na, medyo nakulangan ako ng konti. Kay Ungyul. And I think kasi siguro, parang si Ina kasi parang sobrang natatakot talaga sa akin si business proposal.
Ako rin.
Iba kasi yung energy nilang dalawa nun, alam mo yun, sobrang ano talaga siya, parang sobrang yung tension ni Secretary Cha, tsaka ni Ina, parang intense. Alam mo yung parang, plus nag-sex pa sila, di ba? Lang ngayon, cute-cutan. Parang like, okay, sige, chill. Chill lang tayo. And then yung nangyari ngayon, tears in heaven. Yun na yung alt killing. But I think more than like their relationship with each other. Parang feeling ko palabok na lang yun dun sa actual quote-unquote as what they also say in the show, their mission. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun? Yeah. Kumbaga, yung love story naman nila, ano na lang yun eh. Parang cherry on top.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really the focus.
Yeah.
Correct.
In terms of their individual stories.
Correct.
But it's like, their being together just makes the story wholer. Wholer. Whole. Kasi parang, nag-inyun silang lahat sa isa't isa. Alam mo yun? Parang all of a sudden, oh, okay, kaya pala kayo nandito sa sitwasyon na to. Because you're all connected.
Correct.
And it just like boils down to like the two of them because they're like the present lovers, 2023 lovers. Pero it's really their individual stories of realizing their parents and ultimately their own journeys. Kasi yun naman din yung totoong mission nila. Which is
true.
Not to like, you know, make their parents get together or whatever, but it's for them to realize kung ano yung dapat nilang gawin, I guess, as the 2023 people that they are.
And I was really, I mean, admittedly too, I thought they were cute because they were so good looking. Mm. Or hindi ako super like kapit na kapit sa love story nila. Kasi parang mas nag-struggle ako sa how will this end? Kasi parang up till the last few episodes, alayo pa nila sa kung saan dapat mag-ending, I guess. Lalo na yung kay Sekyong na about her dad / grandfather pala.
Correct.
Na, alam mo yon, parang somehow it felt like there was just too many layers a little bit. Tapos, the way it flowed pa in the story, obviously, the focal point is Yi-chan and Ungyul's story. So, kumbaga, nakasaling kit, may feels ako na napakasaling kit-kit nung kwento nga, nung kay Sekyong. So, medyo may struggle ako na, oy, paano to mag-i-ending? Paano mo may sisingit to? Alam mo yon?
Yeah.
Parang ang daming pwede pang mangyari up to the end. So, parang medyo nako-confused na rin ako. Tapos, nakalimutan ko na gusto nila isa't isa. Parang may ganun ba?
Gets.
Medyo nilet go na nga nila. No? Once they realize na they're like, the helpers of each other, the tension was gone.
Yeah.
As in, parang nangyari, parang focus na lang sila on figuring out what the fuck they were doing there and why they're supposed to help each other. Yung relationship na lang nila, binawi na lang ulit nung end, yung paalis na dapat sila na parang, oh, but I'm also in 2023. Parang, okay, so lovers pa ulit kayo.
And even like yung pagiging helper nila sa isa't isa is more of like really Sekyong just helping Ungyul. Kasi all those times na parang si Ungyul parang, oh ano nangyari sa'yo? Tapos parang si Sekyong, ah no, not important. Kailangan natin prevent yung accident.
Actually,
ganun na yung ano. And hindi naman nag-probe to si Ungyul. Tinanggap lang niya, okay, sige, o ganito. Parang ganun. Kaya parang medyo naging afterthought na rin halos yung pinaka-journey ni Sekyong in that sense.
Na sobrang until the very end afterthought siya. Kasi siya ang epilogue.
Correct.
Parang, bakit siya epilogue? Grabe, sobrang, ang ganda na sana eh. Like, it wasn't like the ending that I wanted. I mean, it's the ending that I thought should happen, but it wasn't mounted the way I wanted it to happen.
Mm.
Kasi parang feeling ko, it was just so fast and it was just so fabulous. Alam mo yun? Ang fabulous lang bigla. Parang, I don't know. Parang, for me, may konting parang, they deserve, but at the same time, parang yung groundedness ng entire show kind of like gumano ng konti nung parang naging idol na sila. Alam mo yun, parang idol na ngayon si Ungyul. Alam mo yun.
Oo. So, wala na tayong paki sa relationship ni Sekyong tsaka ng nanay niya na yun naman yung reason ng kanyang creative suicide.
Exactly. Diba? Yung kanyang creative suicide. Tapos bigla na lang, ayun, epilogue niya yung pagbalik niya sa 2023. Natatay pala niya si Mr. La Vida. Alam mo yun?
Si Mr. Viva.
Si Lolo. Si Lolo. Na parang okay.
Correct.
Si Lolo pala niya yun. Parang okay.
So, ayun ba yung ano mo, sagot mo? Kasi, going na to my second question, actually. How did you guys think of the ending?
Actually, okay lang sa akin. On the overall scheme of things, like, the show was great. Yung initial reaction ko when that ending happened was, mutangin ang bitin! Parang, yun nga, parang I was like looking for, like, an extra struggle and understanding towards that. But they just handed over the happy ending ng ganun-ganun lang. Alam mo yun? Parang, alam mo yun? Parang pagdating lang 2023, all is good.
Mm-hmm.
Parang medyo nabitin lang ako ng slide. Ang sobrang layo ng past 2023 sa future 2023.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Parang it was just like too big of a jump. Parang it was such a beautiful world though. I think maybe that's why they put it out there na parang mas it comes off more like as an parang aspirational siya than reality. But then that's the thing. Like for me, the whole show, despite the fact na medyo on the lighter side siya, I feel like it was grounded pa din. But then the ending didn't feel that way.
Ako, like, while watching it, I really like the ending, actually. Mm. I don't mind it. Mm. I really love that part nung bumalik si Ungyul dun kay Viva La Vida. And then they were talking about how Coda, aside from meaning child of deaf adults, also means wrapping up a song beautifully. Yeah. Kasi parang dati, di ba, uso yung mga song hits. Tapos dun, pag tinitingnan ko rin, di ba, laging may Coda. Never ko naman na-gets ko anong ibig sabihin nun. Pero alam mo, parang meron laging Coda. Yun pala yun. It's wrapping it up beautifully. And I think it was wrapped up beautifully because in this world where everything is beautiful, they made it like that. And sobrang wala lang. Yung natatawa ko kasi nung pinapanood ko siya, yun yung typical na ano. Diba parang it became a meme, yung parang sinasabi ng mga tao na, ako nga hinihintay ko na lang din na sabihin ng nanay ko na eredera pala ako. Parang ganun yung nangyari. Na parang, okay, in this world, biglang mayaman na siya. Isa na siyang heiress to a music musical instrument industry, whatever. Or Jinsong instrument.
Ano na siya? Na. RJ. magkakaroon na rin siya ng show sa TV.
Magkakaroon siya ng strat guitar. Oo, tsaka ng bubong.
Correct.
Kaka-bar, ganun. Correct. Ako, I didn't mind it. As in, I really enjoyed it while I was watching it. Although, yun nga, nung pinag-uusapan natin ngayon, sa ako lang din na-realize na, sobra palang kinalimutan nga si Sekyong sa end, no? Parang, ano nangyari? I mean, I'm also curious kasi yung mom din niya, yung pinaka nag, ano din, di ba? She had a scene with Ungyul at the start ko, na parang, this pulang guitar, I'll give it to you kasi sinabi bili to ng dad ko na para sa'yo to. So parang that would have been nice na sana nasilip din natin yon. Although while watching it, I didn't mind it. Just now, naisip ko lang na andaming ang mga kulang.
Well, ako, I guess I'm one of those na medyo disappointed sa ending. Because, parang coming from the start, parang, I mean, na-set up kasi nila na parang understand people, understand your parents. And then, kumbaga, dun mo ma-accept better yung life mo, parang ganun. And naging fantasy siya na biglang mayaman na sila, they're in a better place and all that. So, parang for me, nawala yung intention na be a watermelon and see that life is good no matter what. Parang ganun. Parang masyado siya naging fantasy sa akin. But at the same time, parang, well, ano nga ba namang makayari? Kasi nung bumalik sa 1995 si Ungyul, nakita nga niya na may problema yung nanay niya. And obviously, na-patch things up nga yung situation of Chunga and her dad and all that. Meaning, heiress na naman siya, hindi niya na kailangang humiwalay sa family niya, etc., etc. I mean, fine, it makes sense na dun talaga patungo na yayaman sila pagbalik niya ng 2023. I was just a little disappointed kasi parang I wanted sana the ending to be na he goes back to the old 2023.
Yeah.
But with a different mindset. Na yeah. Mas naiintindihan niya na yung magulang niya. Parang ganun.
Uh-oh.
So,
yes.
But again, parang inaccept ko na lang din na oh nga naman, I mean, time travel to, so fantasy na rin to, diba? So parang ganun na lang ako. But I can't hide talaga na parang, sayang. Or I wanted the messaging sana to be.
Yun nga eh. Sobrang totoo yung sinabi mo, as in, na parang it makes sense. Parang na-let go yung parang what they were actually trying to prove in the beginning, in the first place.
Mm-mm.
Na parang you can actually change your perspective about people. Ang nangyari, the people changed. The perspective probably changed, but like it wasn't given an opportunity to be shown.
Yeah. Tapos, so, it also felt like, kasi parang when they split, diba, nung first na time travel na si Eunhyul, there was a misunderstanding na parang, but you can't understand music and all that. So, pagbalik niya, biglang he understands music, his dad understands music and all that.
Correct.
So, parang, it felt like it was a cheat, in a way. Mm-hmm. Kumbaga, kasi I'm pretty sure, like, it would have been great if, like, he came back and, like, dahil nga alam niya na yung nangyari sa tatay niya in the past. And then they have a conversation and then finally makwento nga niya na, yeah, I know music. And like, kumbaga, may tapon na ng linya siguro na, but I understand you. Like, I know what it's like to have that kind of passion kind of thing. Like, gets a simpler life.
Mm-mm.
Was what I was kind of hoping for and I thought would happen. But honestly, hindi rin, even though I was disappointed, hindi din naman ako shocked kasi nga, well, the entire show was ongoing and then it seemed like they're able to fix nga Chunga's situation.
Mm.
Where else will it head but towards a better life for her family, her and her family, right? So parang, at least hindi siya shocker na, ay, mayaman na sila. Parang ganun.
Uh-uh.
So, correct. Medyo kalma naman yung pagkabigla ang yaman. Mm. But still, wish it was something else. So, ito na. Excited ako sa last question kong to.
Okay.
Since we are in the time traveling and parents and like we talked about how, you know, trying to understand them might help us understand ourselves and, you know, like, you know, figure out a better life for all of us and all that.
Mm.
Meron ba kayong, ito na ang aking time travel question, meron ba kayong specific time in mind of your parents, a parent or both your parents, na you wanna go back to and experience?
My mom always tells me about her time in the dorms when she was in college. Ooh. I wanna know who she is when she's in college. Parang, like, I feel like we are so much more alike than, like, it seems. So I wanna know kung paano siya noon.
Mm.
And see myself in her. Fully, kasi she's younger.
Going sa mom din, I think I want to see, I'm not sure if it would probably be high school, college, or after college, but I want to see her doing something that makes her happy or makes her shine. Because when I met my mom, it's always been her putting everybody else first. And she always tells me that her whole career, when she was in, she's a TV producer, she went down that path kasi sinabi ng dad niya sa kanya na, dito ka magtrabaho. And true enough, dun siya, how many years, tapos dun na siya nag-retire. And up to now, she's still doing that.
Mm.
I'm not sure if that fulfills her. And if it does, I wanna see that moment that it does. Kasi like, for my dad, klaro sa akin eh, because my dad's a TV director, klaro sa akin na yun yung gusto niya eh. Mahilig siya sa camera, yung ganun. Pero sa mom ko, wala akong nakitang ganun. So I just really wanna see that and I want her to tap into whatever that is that makes her shine. Kung yung production nga yun, then I'd be happy. Para matanggap ko rin na, okay, yun nga talaga yun.
Paano kung hindi?
If papalabas ko sa kanya. Like, I'll help her rediscover whatever that is that would really make her shine or like, make her do it again. It's never too late, diba?
That's true. We can twinkle whatever we want.
Yeah.
Shucks. Ako naman, sa nanay ko rin. Wow, what's with our mom?
My God, yeah. Yeah.
Hindi ko kasi we can see each other in them too eh.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I think so.
Funny story lang. Kasi I was just recently in Hong Kong and I was pickpocketed, guys. Oh, and I lost my wallet. Like, on the first night of that trip. Such a hassle. But anyway, natawa lang ako kasi naalala ko, isa sa mga comforting words ng mom ko. It's okay. Nung college nga ako, na-hold up ako sa recto.
Hello? Tapos,
kasi ang she studied in USD. So I guess, you know, the streets and all that. And then it made me realize, my God, I cannot imagine for the life of me that world on mom. Kasi syempre, nung nakilala ko siya, in a way, well, in fairness naman to my dad, parang alagang-alaga siya na, alam mo yon, parang she didn't need to like go that route. I mean, gets kung, I mean, hindi naman siya driver all the way. Pero kumbaga, she was well taken care of in terms of not needing to be on the streets, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I have no memory of her whatsoever of even going to places like that. Recto, alam mo yon. I mean, she goes to the market, but it's like BF Homes Market. Alam mo yon. So parang hindi ko siya nakikita in that kind of situation. And then kung titingnan ko rin yung sa mga photo albums, yung college life, like USD pa yun, naka uniform sila and her mini skirts. Parang she's such a Betty. Like, I swear talaga her life as in nung high school siya, beauty queen siya and all that. So gusto ko makita yon kasi hindi ko talaga ma-piece together nung sinabi niya sa akin, oh, na-hold up ako sa recto. Hindi ko talaga ma-imagine. So parang, bakit ka nasa recto? Paano yun nangyari? Parang ganun.
Kasi yung recto, ano siya nag-react? Di ba parang ano pa yun? Shopping district.
Oh, totoo naman.
Di ba parang fancy town pa siya.
But I guess I want to see her like in that way, not like in this current life na syempre mas comfortable and all that. So ayun, yun lang naman ang tanong ko. Ay, tanong.
Shout out to our moms.
Yeah, good mothers.
Nakikinig ba kayo? Marunong ba kayo mag-Spotify, mag-Apple Podcasts?
Girl, hindi.
I know. Hindi na nila naiintindihan kung anong ginagawa natin eh.
Yeah, so that was Twinkling Watermelon. I hope you guys liked the show as much as we did. And I hope you guys liked this episode too as much as we did because we're having so much fun. And sorry ah, pero medyo natuwa ako sa reality na ang pogi talaga ng mga ano, no? Nagbabanda. Meron pa bang nagbabanda out there? Wow, check ah.
Wow.
Hello po. Hello po. I hope you guys can subscribe, like, retweet us, our episodes, so that we can share the love more. So that, you know, we can share this beautiful message of this beautiful show more. And if there's anything else that you want to talk about, if you guys have seen the show and want to talk about it some more, hit us up. We'd love to know what you guys thought of the show too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk to us. Pag-usapan natin to.
Yeah.
Sinong pinaka-pogi para sa inyo?
Correct. Si Ryan talaga. Sobrang pogi niya talaga. Tapos siya, ano pa siya, no? Moreno. So parang,
Pogi siya, pero yung charm pa rin talaga niya. Yun talaga, medyo ibang level.
Okay, and now we proceed to this part of our episode na fun. And I hope you guys enjoy this. I prepared a little game for Trency and Pia.
Game.
And it is called the Guess the Lyric Game. Oh, diba?
Hello? Korean?
Well, let's see.
Oh,
the songs that I will be playing, nahuhulaan nyo yung lyric to. Mga one word lang naman. Ay mga songs relating to this show. Okay, so I have 6 songs here. Tapos huhulaan nyo lang yung word na missing. Tapos, meron siyang bell. The moment that you hear the bell,
okay,
you just say your name, and then I will call. Kung sino paunahan, kung sinong magsasabi na name, tapos kayo, sabihin nyo kung ano yung word na yon.
Okay.
Hopefully, huhulaan nyo. I try to make it easy as much as possible. Let's see.
Okay.
And again, these are songs relating sort of maybe directly or indirectly to the show.
Okay.
game. Let's start the lyric game. Woohoo! Clap, 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 clap. Okay, for song number one, it is this.
Easy!
Pia.
Belong.
Perfect!
I don't belong. Here in heaven.
Yeah, you got it! So, 1 point kay Pia. Okay, next song. Ready? Go.
Trancy!
Go, Trancy.
For the singing. Be my mirror.
Wow! Galing naman.
Oh my God, tama ako. Ah! My memory.
Congrats. So this is Viva La Vida by Coldplay. O, diba? Okay, 1 point each na tayo.
Okay.
And go. What was the rolling truck? Staying just outside. Medyo mahirap.
Trancy.
Okay, go.
But with a rolling truck sitting, ding bale.
Ding. I can give na lang multiple choice.
Okay. Mamaya ka nag multiple choice para si Pia sasagot muna.
Okay. Oh, sige.
Or si Pia ba? Or pwede na rin ako sumagot pag nag multiple choice?
Pwede ka,
or
may pwede ka rin sumagot.
Oo. Ah, sige.
Pero gusto mo bang subukan muna, Pia? To get this?
Wale, nothing comes to mind. I don't even know the song.
So, I will say go ha before you can shout your name.
Okay.
Option for this. This is Smoke on Water by Deep Purple, by the way. Ito yung ten, 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 ten.
Ayun lang talaga alam natin.
Oo nga eh. Okay. A, rock. B, stone. C, pebble. Go.
Trancy.
Yes.
Stone.
Let's see. What was the rolling truck stone thing just outside? So, 2 points, Trancy. 1 point, Pia.
What does it make? Tight. Rolling truck?
Stone thing. Yung kwento kasi nito is literally Deep Purple. May nakita silang fire in a concert. So, in the lyrics, ang daming banda na minention. So, this is literally the Rolling Stones. Okay, next song. Baby, you're the end of June.
I want your... Pia?
Go, Pia.
Body? Ano nga ito?
Bear. Ding.
Body?
Trancy.
Okay, Trancy.
Berry?
Kaya nga eh. Berry din ang isip ko eh.
This is Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. So, okay. Game for multiple choice. Is it A, berry, B, Mary, or C, belly? Go.
Hindi ba berry yung sinabi mo, Trancy?
Oh, sabi ko berry.
Oo.
Sasagutin nyo na lang.
Okay.
Aso mali yung belly.
Pia.
Go, Pia.
Belly.
Let's see. Belly,
yeah? I want pork belly only.
I want samgyupsal. Only samgyupsal. Ganyan.
G.
So we now have 2 points, Pia. 2 points, Trancy. This is tight. Wow. Next song. Pia. Go, Pia.
Shining. Shining.
Tingnan natin.
I love this song so much.
It's sobrang GV.
Such great music for the show, I swear.
So that is Shining by Kim Han-gyeom. So it's part of the soundtrack of Twinkling Watermelon. Oh, diba?
Let's stream it, guys.
Yes. And finally, we have 3 points, Pia. 2 points, Trancy. Tingnan natin kung full sweep to ni Pia or kung ma-level pa to ni Trancy.
Let's go!
Pia.
Trancy.
Pia.
No, then you wouldn't have to say that I love you. Cause yeah.
Ding.
Hindi siya no.
Trancy.
Okay.
More than Show?
Ah, show nga.
Ever needed you to show.
Then you then wouldn't have to say that you love me.
Ah, you love me pala. I love you.
Wow! It's a tie!
It is a tie! At then wala akong tiebreaker. Ang masasabi ko lang ay congratulations! Magaling yes! kayong lyricists.
Yeah, whoa. Because we're singer-songwriters.
That's right. Yeah. We are the future of K-pop. Tabedi, no tabedi.
Yeah.
That's it for our game. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was quick. Okay, so that's it for episode. I hope you guys had fun.
Yes!
And see you guys next week.
See you next week! Kamsahamnida!
Shining!
Kwento mo, Pia, kung anong specific na harana sa'yo ni Eric.
Hala, meron siyang isang song na pinarinig sa akin. And then, parang yung chorus, something like, your name sets me free, something like that. Tapos nun, parang sabi ko, sa lahat ng songs na pinarinig mo sa akin, ito yung parang ano, parang cute tong song na to. Tungkol saan to? Tungkol daw sa ginawa niya nung nasa States siya.
I mean, dati kudos to him at truthful siya. Honest lang siya.
Nung ni-record niya, ginawa lang niyang Your Name Sets Me Free, pero dati, parang somehow dati may Stephanie somewhere kasi Stephanie yung pangalan ng babaeng yun.
Ah, gusto ko ni-name drop din si niya.
Hindi ko si Stephanie.
Oo. Stephanie, kung nakikinig ka nito.
Well,
you.
Sinong nanalo, Stephanie?
Ako ang nagwagi.